Masecha Sukkah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes. Hamashal shel defanos mil milo lamata. If one hung the walls of the sukkah from the top downwards, so the walls do reach the schach on top, but they are above the ground at their bottom. Im gvaya min ha'aretz shloisha tvachim. If the bottom of these walls is three tvachim above the ground, psula, it is pusul. And the reason is, according to the Tanakhama at least, if a goat is able to get through the wall, and the minimum space necessary for a goat to get through the wall is three tvachim, then it's no longer considered a wall. Milmata lamaila, however, let's say you built it from the floor on up, so it is within three tvachim of the ground. Im gvaya min ha'aretz asar tvachim. If the top of the wall is 10 tefachim above the ground, kshera, then the wall is kosher, even though the schach can be much higher than that 10 tefachim. The reason is a principle called good asik, that we pull and we bring up the wall, and we imagine as if the wall continues to go straight up, and we imagine that the wall continues straight up all the way to the schach, which is above it. Rabbi Yossi says that a gap on the bottom is not a problem, and keshem shamil mata lemaila asar tefachim, just like when you build from the bottom to the top, as long as you have a wall of 10 tefachim in height, it's kosher, koch mamaila lemata asar tefachim. So too, so long as you have 10 vertical tefachim of wall space, even though you can have a gap of larger than 3 tefachim on the bottom, it is still a kosher sukkah. Because Rabbi Yossi holds that mechitza tluya materis, a wall that is hung is mutter. Now, the Mishnah turns to another concept, which the Gemara actually connects to the next Mishnah. Hirchik es hasikuch min hadafanais. If you distance the schach from the walls laterally, so it's not that there's a space vertically from the schach to the walls, but rather that right to left, there's a space between the schach and the walls, shloisha tvachim, and that empty space is three tvachim or greater, psula, then that wall is pusul, it's not considered part of the sukkah. And we'll see that empty space is treated differently than solid space, which we'll get to now in the next Mishnah. Mishnah Yud. Bayis shenifchas, a house that has been partially destroyed, and basically you have knocked down most of the roof, but there's still a little bit of the roof remaining. V'sikech al gabav, and you put schach over that hole in the roof. Im yesh min hakoisel lasikoch arba ames, if there is 4 ames of original roof, which is not kosher l'schach, between the wall of the house and the schach, psula, it is pasul. However, if it's less than 4 amis, so you have original roofing material, which is pasul eschach, but it's less than 4 amis wide, where that ends and the kosher eschach begins, then we can rely on the concept called doifin amuka, a bent wall, to say that this piece of ceiling, this piece of roof, is actually not part of the eschach, but is part of the wall that is bent over. It's a doifin, it's a wall that is amuka, is bent over. And when it's only less than 4 amis, we'll still allow it to form part of the sukkah. Similarly, a courtyard which is surrounded by porticos, which are covered porches. And so what you would have here is you have a courtyard with 3 or 4 houses around it, which form the walls. The houses have walls, and those would be the walls of your sukkah. The problem is that in front of each wall is a porch with a roof over it, and that roof is pasul eschach. And so we say again, just like the roof of the house, if it's less than 4 amis, we'll say it's a doifin amuka, it's a bent wall, and this porch roof is like part of the wall of the house, and it's a kosher sukkah, but if this porch roof is 4 amis or wider, then it's schach pasul, and when you have that much solid schach pasul, then it pasuls up your sukkah, because the schach is not close, the kosher schach is not close enough to the walls. Last, another similar case, sukkah gedayla, a large sukkah, shehekifua bedavar she'em esachim bay, which is encircled with materials that you're not allowed to make schach out of it. So, for example, boards or something else that's makabel tuma, which you put up around the outer edges of the sukkah as schach. Im yesh tachtav arba ames psula, if there's 4 ames of space underneath this pasul schach, then the sukkah is pasul. However, again, if it's less than 4 ames of space, then the sukkah is considered kosher because of doifin amuka, the walls of the sukkah are continued to bend and continue through this treif schach, and you still have the kosher schach resting on top of kosher walls, and the entire sukkah is kosher. The difference between the 3 cases of this Mishnah is that in the first case of a house, the walls are there in the service of the ceiling that was above them, the roof that's above them. And so it's very easy to imagine a saying, doifin amuka, it's a bent wall, it's all part of the same structure. Then moving on to the cases of the porches, the porticos, there the roofs are part of porches, which are separate from the houses whose walls you're relying on. And so it's a slightly bigger chiddush to say that, nonetheless, this is all considered part of one wall that is bent over Daifin Amuka. And lastly, in the case of Sukkah Kedaila, this is actually pieces of material we put up there as schach. It's not even a leftover roof from another structure. It's there to be a sukkah. And nonetheless, we say, even so, even though you took treif schach, so to speak, and put it on top of your sukkah, if it's within 4 amos of the wall, then it's just considered as a continuation of the wall. It's part of the wall. And as long as you have kosher schach in the middle, you're good.